Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a quick reminder that all the material here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. This system is built off of decades of research and development. I also pull in my experience having helped thousands of men dress better as a custom clothier. I also pull in my science background, so we've got this whole science of style section. Gentlemen, the Personal Image System is action oriented. It's got an amazing community. It has live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials, body language, etiquette, manners, buy list. It has video, audio, guys, scripts out there that you could follow as to how to up your style. I make it simple. Go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, simply type it into Google, it'll pop up, or go over to realmenrealstyle.com and I'll have a banner right there for you where you can just click and learn more about the Personal Image System. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about fragrance. I'm going to be talking about cologne, toilette, perfume, which many of y'all may say, Antonio, isn't that all the same thing? And no, it is not. I'm going to explain some of the differences. But first off, let's talk about why it matters. Because the result or the info I have says that 80% of men do not wear fragrance on a regular basis. And if you think about that, I think that that seems about right. I've got a lot of guys that I know that just don't wear. And why? Because, come on, it doesn't really matter, does it? And that's what we need to address to start this off. Why it matters. So if you think about it, most men do pay attention to how they smell. We wear deodorant. And in fact, I would say that if you don't wear deodorant, that's kind of seen as something that's not very good. You're not going to be the most popular guy in the office. So we agree that you don't want to smell bad. But when it comes to smelling good, it's not something that a lot of men or most men pay a lot of attention to. Yes, there are the guys that know this, that maybe grew up with a father or grew up with a mother that spent and introduced them to the power of fragrance and why smell mattered, and they use it. There are other guys that have discovered it on their own at a young age. They had maybe other men, other people in their life that introduced them, and they've learned to love it. But this is 20% of the population. And that's who, if you want to, you know, kind of understand this, that's who the market is normally targeting. All that marketing material, all those ads, they're going after people that are already wearing fragrances. And that's, I think, sometimes why they don't bother explaining why it's so important and understanding all the nuances and the details, the differences between a $2 bottle and a $200 bottle. Because many guys just simply look at this and they're like, why in the world should this matter? So we agreed, negative-wise, you know you don't smell bad. So why do you want to smell good? I'll tell you why. Because if you smell good, if you have a fragrance that naturally enhances your natural smell and works with your chemistry, it's going to increase your level of attractiveness. It could increase your level of perceived trust. It can reduce stress levels. It can make you more confident. It can increase your alertness. It can double your chances of getting a woman's phone number. Yes, they have done studies on this. So do I have your attention now? I thought so. Guys, all of this stuff is coming from realmenrealstyle.com and my Personal Image System. If you want to learn more, you want to check out the show notes, go check out realmenrealstyle.com/episode14. In this one, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to bring up a number of different studies, number of different things. And like I just alluded to, fragrance can have a huge effect on those around us. It can have an effect on you. So first off, let's talk about, you know, does it actually really make you more attractive? And why is it something that more men don't use? Well, most men don't realize that women are actually more in tune with smell, with fragrance, than they will ever be. And this is just simply the way they are, their sensitivity to it, and understand that you want to definitely be careful. And we'll talk here at the end about actually how to wear and how to apply fragrance. But it is something that women notice, that women pick up on, that women pay attention to. Now, not all fragrances are going to, you know, some women are just simply not going to like a fragrance. But my take on this is, a fragrance, when you wear it, it should be discovered, not announced. So I like to keep it pretty simple. If someone does get close, though, that they have a distinct smell that comes from you. I'm not saying that you only have to use one cologne, one fragrance, but I am saying that it is something that, yeah, people pick up on. And if you can find ones that work for you, that you're confident with, that you feel great, you can all of a sudden start to get compliments. It's something that people remember. It's been talked about, you know, beyond what I cover, how it's one of the five senses. It's one of the very primitive senses, which, as babies, you know, babies can identify their mother based off the smell. Even when they have their eyes closed, they just know what their mom smells like and they identify. Guys, we do not lose this sense of smell. Maybe we don't rely on it as much, so it's kind of, you know, been maybe dumbed down. But when it comes down to it, it is something that people, when they smell something they like, all of a sudden their eyes and their senses are opened to everything else. So I'm not going to say that you could smell great and dress horribly and speak horribly and present yourself with bad manners. No. But I am saying it's part of the overall package, and it can definitely increase your level of attractiveness. It can be something that it reminds her of something that was great. Now, it can also repel her. So that is something that you want to be careful with, something that's very extreme. But I do believe, and the research I've seen points out, that a man can naturally select something that enhances his natural smell. And in some cases, you don't want a woman to like the way you're going to smell. What do I mean by this? Well, they've actually done studies where family members will smell it. You know, basically, they had these guys running on treadmills, and they sweated quite a bit. And they actually had family women that were related to the men. They were repulsed by the smell, as you would think they should be. But the great part about that, if you think about it from evolutionary biology, is you don't have inbreeding. So, you know, it just goes to show, if there's a good match, oftentimes a woman would be naturally drawn to a man's smell. And there's a whole, I know some of you guys are saying, Antonio, are you talking about like this pheromone stuff? No, I'm not going to get into that. But what, because some of that is, most of that has been debunked, but there is some pointing that, you know, these smells do have an effect. They definitely do draw, and you want to find ones that enhance your natural smell. Now, let's get to some of the basics, because you've heard me use the word perfume, toilette, cologne. What in the world are we talking about? So in general, the general word is fragrance, but depending on the concentration of the oil, and the oil is basically that the smell is derived from, then it's mixed in with alcohol. The amount of oil, and this is very general, very simple. The amount of, the percent of the oil in mixed with the alcohol is going to determine what it is, you know, what that I'm talking about. So colognes, 2-4% of a bottle would actually be the oil. The other 95%, 96%, 98% is going to be the alcohol. So colognes are going to be the weakest. They're usually going to last the least amount of time, although some of them can last a long time. And they're oftentimes going to be less expensive. Toilettes are going to be higher concentration. We're talking 5-15%. And perfumes are from 15% to up to 30%. And those are going to last a lot longer. You'll see some perfumes last well over 8 hours. Other colognes, they'll last less than 2 hours. So when you see those names out there, understand that they're all interchangeable, that men don't necessarily just have to wear a cologne, that men, yes, can wear a toilette or a perfume. And but I understand, you know, oftentimes I just say the word cologne, especially with men I know that aren't necessarily diving into this. Now let's talk about the different, you've probably heard something about notes. And if you haven't, you know, so let me go ahead and dive into it. So there's basically three notes. You have the top note, the medium note, and the base note. And imagine a pyramid. I'm going to have this over in my show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com /episode 14. But imagine the top notes. This is the first thing that you smell. They start off the fragrance, and they're initially, again, what the first thing that you smell. You're going to see oftentimes citrus. You're going to see aromatics like lavender and lemongrass. Then we get into the medium note, and this is going to be the scent, the middle note. And here we're going to have florals. We're going to have greens like grass and stone and leaf. You're going to have fruity smells. You're going to have spices, usually only one of those. So I know I'm throwing out a whole bunch here, but you initially, like a top note would be a citrus. Then you would go into a fruity. That would be a medium. And then finally, we have the base notes. And the base notes reveal themselves at the end of the perfume. So like I'm saying, again, fragrance in general, and the higher end, the more niche, the ones that you're going to spend more money on, oftentimes they do a very good job of breaking this up, of making sure the timing is right, and of making sure this works really well. Cheaper, very inexpensive, cheap fragrances, you're going to find that oftentimes those will not have the three notes. Now, the base note, the one I was getting at, this is where you're going to have oftentimes like a cedar or a moss or a balsamic, like a vanilla or, you know, a few other ones out there. But basically, this is going to be the final smell, and then it's pretty much going to be over with. So again, timing has oftentimes to do with the concentration. It's not, though, dependent on that. And when, again, go check out the show notes I'm going to have some cool little graphs for you there. And if you type in a man's guide to fragrance or an introduction to fragrance, you could probably even find an article that's either going to be at The Art of Manliness or Real Men Real Style. I also do a lot of guest posting over at The Art of Manliness. So let's talk about pricing. A high price does not guarantee that you're going to get a better fragrance. Why? Well, oftentimes the price depends on actually what has gone into it. So there are some very rare ingredients, some very rare types of perfume that simply are going to cost more because it's a scarcity issue. Or the designer, he simply wants it reserved for a certain type of individual. I know that sounds bad, but oftentimes in style and luxury, you will find that there are prices on items that are simply set there to, in a sense, exclude or to make those that are willing to pay, give them a sense of exclusivity. And it used to be, I mean, you think about it, for like high-end jewelry, for luxury bags, it's not that Louis Vuitton is necessarily better than company, you know, that makes great bags like Blue Claw, but you will find the Louis Vuitton prices are going to be astronomical compared with like Blue Claw luggage. Actually, my friend Adam Blitzer runs that company out of Minnesota, and I just love supporting him. But he makes great quality bags. I've seen it. I mean, made right here in the USA, very high quality, and he charges a fair price. Louis Vuitton, on the other hand, you know, they put that price there because they want to have barriers. They want it to be something that many people are aspiring to be at. So getting back to colognes, let's talk also, you know, you're going to see some things like a perfume wheel. I'm not going to worry about it. But let's talk about the rules for actually wearing. So in general, if you're going to start off, spray it directly on the skin after the shower, right in and around the chest area. One spray is perfectly fine for a man just starting out. Once you get a hang of it, once you become much more confident, you're used to wearing a fragrance. Then you can experiment and you can maybe try a little bit more. I do want to point out that there are people that are just they're going to get migraine headaches if you overpower them with fragrance or smell. So be aware that there are just people that you don't want to, I mean, you don't want to put in that tough situation. So if you're on public transportation, if you're stuck in a car carpooling, do not overdo it. That's why I say when you get out of the shower, put it right on your chest. You cover it up with your undershirt, your dress shirt, your jacket, all of a sudden you've got multiple layers. And like I said at the beginning, I think a fragrance needs to be discovered, not announced when you walk into a room. If you want to respray, maybe at the end of the day you're going to be going out, and again, maybe just open up your shirt, spray down there. There are some things you're going to hear like killing the note, and that's actually where you spray it on your wrist or your chest and then you rub your arm into it. You don't probably want to do that. I haven't seen any studies that say it actually damages it, and I find myself occasionally doing this, but it's something that supposedly it breaks the molecular bond. I'm not sure about that. There's also, you'll see some people say they spray it in the air and they walk into it. That's just wasting fragrance in my opinion. And again, be careful. Don't overdo it. Now, let's get down to initially at the beginning of this, I talked about some of the benefits. And I think that's the key, is focus in on getting used to wearing a fragrance. Understand that 80% of men do not wear it on a regular basis because they don't see the benefits. But when you start to wear it, when you start to become accustomed, because part of what you put on, you start to realize that it feels great to smell good, that other people start to notice that you get compliments. And I was serious when I talked about increasing your alertness. There are actually certain fragrances you're going to probably have to go do a little bit of research. I'm not going to be able to cover it here, but alertness, confidence, stress levels can be reduced. And why would this matter? Because think, the research came out of the trucking industry because they're trying to think, how can we actually have a fragrance or a smell in the truck that would keep our truck drivers alert so they don't fall asleep on the job? So when you think about this, it's not just about men wanting to smell good. It's about understanding how this can affect your mood, how this can increase the chances that you get her number. I talked about this, but it was a French study in a mall. And they had basically the same, they had men asking women out and trying to get their phone number in front of some areas that had no smell at all, and then in front of other areas that had a very pleasant smell. I think this was like in front of coffee shops, in front of bakeries. And what they found is if there was a great smell, women were more likely, double as likely, to give them their phone number than if they were like in front of a bank or something that had a neutral smell. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, guys, if you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode14, and you'll find number of the images I talked about. And if you want more information, definitely go out there and do the Google search for Introduction to Fragrance or A Man's Guide to Fragrance, which you'll find over at The Art of Manliness. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Guys, I've got two options for you. First, check out the Personal Image System. I've got a Science of Style section. It's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, and 100+ lessons with resource material. Or check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there that has some of the world's best infographics built right into it. It's got 1,000+ free videos and articles. Also, we've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system where you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and we spit out a personalized video for you. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.